attempted to tell a history of Portland. There's sort of a section that looks at the permanent display that looks at the early history of Portland from the indigenous inhabitants' discovery, planning for a town and the arrival of the Hentys. That's sort of the permanent display. And then there's other sections that will change from time to time. But, of course, the centrepiece of the museum, the Henty plough, will always be on display.
Which is behind us in a glass case. Just explain for us, for those who aren't familiar with the Henty plough, why is this so important?
This is the plough that turned the first sod of soil in Victoria in 1834. And it arrived ashore with Edward Henty when he arrived in November 1834 in Portland. The other displays, which are sort of semi-permanent slash temporary, I guess, look at the centenary celebrations in 1934, look at some of the prominent locals here in Portland, the local militia that's existed in the late 19th century, and also a bit of history that focuses on this building, which was the town hall.
What about for you, Anne? Was there something here that you're particularly intrigued by that maybe you hadn't seen before that came out post-renovation?
No, I hadn't really seen before, Jeremy, but I did ask Trevor when we were asked what our favourite bits were that we'd like back. I specifically asked for the wedding dress, which is an 1872 silk wedding dress, and the carved cuttlefish flowers.
You might have to explain those to us. What's the significance of the wedding dress?
Just its age as much as anything. The fact that it survived. The fact that the lady who wore it had a 17-inch waist. And they are a local family as well, of course, with faint family ties to Mary MacKillop.
And the carved cuttlefish flowers?
They were carved by a chappie who was, among other things, a fisherman, and fishing was very seasonal in those years. He also had a fruit shop, I believe, and when things weren't going well, he carved cuttlefish flowers and sold them to keep body, soul and family together.
Now you mentioned there's also a bit of history relating to this building here, Trevor. Has it had an interesting history?
It has an interesting history. It was built as the town hall in 1863 and used for the council offices for just over a century. And in those later stages, there were a number of sort of wooden lean-tos built onto the building. Around 1970, the council moved to a temporary location and those wooden extensions were removed from the building.
It is a surprisingly small room, actually, in some ways, isn't it? When you think of town halls, they're often these grand, big structures, but obviously at this time and in this place, that wasn't deemed necessary.
Portland was, as Trevor said, a very small settlement, and of course, local government wasn't anywhere near the size it is today either. Basically, you had the two offices on the side. One was the town clerk, the other one was the town engineer, and they shared a secretary.
Still, it's great that it's survived and that it's still here now. I mean, how important and how remarkable is it, perhaps, to have it here still and especially in this condition?
It's excellent to have it still in existence, because there probably was a period that it might have disappeared with the building of the new council offices in the 80s.
It could have disappeared a lot earlier, actually, because there's an article, I think it's 1908, where the council were trying desperately to get new offices and knock down the Bluestone building.